Senior Story, The Potter's Climb. Chapter 2, The Choosing. The old potter perked up at the mention of his name as he listened to the conversation two girls were having.
"This is such a pretty teacup, Avida. Where did you ever get such a thing?"
"Why, thank you, Kisma. It is from the famous potter, Master Saint Pierre. You know," she said, lowering her voice, "he is the enchanted potter who lives over there."
She pointed toward the north, exactly in the direction Saint Pierre lived. Saint Pierre was now more than amused by these two youngsters. He returned to Lower River often, and whenever the girls were there, he would watch and listen. They not only made tea sets, but formed animals, carving detailed faces, scales, wings, and fur into their bodies. They made vases and used various sizes of sticks to etch in thick and thin lines. Always, Master Sapier's name would be mentioned. One day, the master approached them, introduced himself, and asked if they might lead him to their parents. They were stunned. Both girls looked at him with wide-eyed wonderment. The two sets of parents were delighted to meet the renowned potter in person. He explained his desire for a student who showed interest in working with clay and asked if either of them would allow their daughter to train under him. So, Avida and Kisma, 10-year-old friends, came to be Master Sapier's pupils, and today was the first day of training.
"Come along, girls," called the master. "Today you will learn how and where to dig for the best clay Lower River has to offer."
"How can you see anything on the wheel with that hair of yours hanging in your face?" said Master Sapier, trying to sound stern.
He handed her a piece of twine, but he found it difficult to scold Kisma. With her curly red hair, freckled face, and sparkly blue eyes focused on her work, she was a delight to watch. It had only been a week since Avida and Kisma had collected clay from Lower River and taken it through the refining process. They had strained off the water and carefully picked out all the debris, pebbles, bits of bark, dead insects, until they were left with the purest clay the river had to offer. Kisma's clever fingers seemed to instinctively know when to use gentle pressure and when to press firmly on the lump of clay as her pots came to life.
"Your play by the river has served you well, Kisma," remarked Sapir. "Your heart carries a treasure of promise, ready to be released."
Kisma smiled but did not look up. Her joy soared at the master's encouraging words.